Well, today here in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, the Lord gives us three spiritual practices which he expects all of us to be doing. Because he says, when you give alms, do it this way. When you pray, do it this way. When you fast, do it this way. So the Lord is expecting his disciples, his followers, to participate in these three spiritual practices of prayer, almsgiving, and fasting. And the Lord is contrasting the way he wants his disciples, his followers, to pray, give alms, and fast, comparing it to how the Pharisees were doing these things. The Lord wants to remind us that we have to do these things with the right motive, with the right intention, with the right spirit, to give honor and glory to God, not to give honor and glory to ourselves. That we should do these not to be seen by others, but to come into union with God, to have that intimate relationship with God. And so we look at these words today from the Lord. The Lord warned the disciples. He said, be careful not to do your righteous deeds in order that other people may see them. So don't do it for human glory. Do it to give God the glory. He says, otherwise, you'll get your reward in this life and not in the next. And we, of course, want the heavenly reward, not the earthly reward of praise or applause. So the Lord gives us three things. We often hear this during Lent, but this is something that we should look at throughout the year. Almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. And when the Lord says, when you give alms, do not do what the hypocrites do, which would be to go into the synagogue and to make a big scene of how much you're going to give. And what's interesting, in the synagogues, there were these containers, almost like poor boxes. I believe there were like these seven, but they were shaped almost like a trumpet. And so when you put your money in, it would make a lot of noise. And so sometimes, you know, imagine dropping a big, a lot of coins into a metallic shaped container. And so the scribes and Pharisees, in a sense, would blow their own horn. That's where you get the expression that they would try to attract attention. And so they would throw a big fistful of coins, make lots of noise. Everybody would look, oh, who's giving the big donation now? And so that's what they would do. But the Lord says, when you give charitably, try to do it secretly. It says, don't even let your left hand know what your right is doing. It's a hyperbole, of course. But it says, don't even let your right hand know what your left hand is doing, let alone let all the people in the synagogue and in the temple know what you're doing. So the Lord says, if you give in secret, you won't get the earthly reward of praise and acknowledgement, but you'll get your reward in heaven. And then he says, when you pray, again, don't be like the hypocrites who would only pray on the street corners and in the synagogues so that the passersby would say, oh, that must be, let's say, a very righteous Pharisee, because he's always praying in the middle of the street or is always praying in the temple in order to be noticed by others and to have the praise of others. The Lord says, no, when you pray, you can pray in secret. Go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Heavenly Father in secret, and God, who sees everything, will repay you. So again, this is a good reminder of personal prayer. Yes, we have liturgical prayer where we pray in church and come to Mass and have processions, and we pray publicly, of course. But that should not be the extent of our prayer. We also have to have a personal prayer life where we go into our room, our inner room, and talk to Almighty God. Yes, we need public liturgical prayer, of course, but that cannot be the extent of our prayer life. We also have to have private prayer, the rosary, the liturgy of the hours, meditation, mental prayer, spiritual reading. We also need that. And then lastly, fasting. And the Lord warns against the scribes and Pharisees who would make themselves look like they were fasting. They would not wash. They would put maybe dust on their head, ashes to remind people that they were the ones who were fasting. Jesus says, no, don't attract attention to yourself. Don't look for an earthly reward of praise. Instead, fast quietly, fast privately. And so only God will know that you're fasting, that you're making a sacrifice. Saint Jose Maria Escriva, in one of his books, says every time a Christian eats a meal, we should make some little denial of self, whether it be not to put the butter on the bread or not to use the salt that time or not to use the pepper or to get water instead of soda. He says if we have eaten a meal and not denied ourselves in some way, we have eaten like a pagan. Isn't that a good expression? So we should always, and we shouldn't tell anybody, but there might be in every meal that we have some little mortification that you can make to remind yourself of your love of God. And this is a way to fast and not have anyone else know about it.